Just at university, researchers have published groundbreaking research that will assist with the elimination of a devastating tropical disease. And leading this research is Professor of Medicine and Executive Director of the Rural Health and Medical Research Institute in Orange, Professor Alan Ross, and he joins me this afternoon. Hello, Alan, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Look, congratulations on your work. First of all, what is this disease that you've been working to eliminate?
Schistosomiasis is a tropical parasitic disease that is found in parts of Asia, Africa, the Middle East, South America, and the Caribbean. And people get this disease when they wade or they go fishing or in contact with contaminated freshwater. So it's not found in Australia, but it's found in several countries, as I mentioned, in Asia and Africa and South America. So people have to be aware of this disease because some of the consequences of the disease are liver and spleen damage, urinary tract disease, and 5% of people attacks the central nervous system. So people have to be aware of where they're traveling if this disease is in the lakes or the rivers that they may go swimming in or fish in. And so they have to be careful.
So what's the treatment that you've developed to work towards eliminating the disease?
So the disease is a little bit more complicated in the Philippines in that it's zoonotic. That means it's, in addition to going into people, it also goes into animals. So animals can, like, and among the animals, water buffalo and cattle are major reservoirs of infection. So with a colleague of mine in the United States who's developed a vaccine for cattle and water buffalo, we vaccinated them, and we were able to prevent, in a clinical trial, one-third of infection going into people. So this is another arm of control much needed for China and the Philippines.
So how long have you been working on this treatment?
On this disease, I have been working on this disease since 1994. Under integrated control of this, more specifically in Asia. So it has a life cycle. It's a bit complicated. It has a life cycle. And the intermediate host in the life cycle are snails, a particular species of snails. So you can use a chemical or a molluscicide to kill the snails. So that's part of the control. We treat people with a drug called praziquantel. And then now we have this other arm of control is the bovine or cattle vaccine that we're using.
So 1994, you've been on this a long time, Alan. What was the breakthrough for you?
The breakthrough was this cattle vaccine that I mentioned. This is the first time anyone has ever shown that a vaccine like this can prevent, by vaccinating the animals, we can prevent infection in people. So, and a one-third reduction is a bit of a game-changer in the sense that we may be able to eliminate the disease in the remaining areas in China and the significant burden in the Philippines.
Yeah, look, a significant achievement, isn't it? I mean, can you give us a context for the significance of what you've begun here?
Well, in the areas that I'm working on in the southern Philippines, there's about 30 million people that are exposed to this disease, and they estimate close to a million people are infected, and of which 25% would suffer from severe disease or die from the disease. So it's a major problem, and I think a lot of people don't realize that about 100,000 Australians are traveling to the Philippines each year, and they go into areas and into water that they may not know that they're you know, most people haven't heard of the name of the disease, schistosomiasis. So they wouldn't even know about the disease and come back with some infection, which they really don't know much about. And also, unfortunately, a lot of physicians in Australia wouldn't know much about this disease either because it's not found in Australia.
Does the infection pass on from human to human?
No, it doesn't. Indirectly, it does. For example, the eggs that are produced by the worms in the body come out the stool, and then if you don't have proper sanitation system like in developing countries, that's how they get it indirectly.
Yeah, okay. So what's your next stage for your work on this, Alan?
We have applied to the National Health and Medical Research Council to do a more expanded trial. So to show that the trial can work in several locations so that the government can be convinced that it's worthy investing in for the entire country. So that's the next step.
Well, look, congratulations on your work. It is significant, and thank you for sharing the outcome with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
That's Professor Alan Ross from the Charles Sturt University Rural Health and Medical Research Institute, based on the Orange campus of Charles Sturt University. And Professor Alan Ross has been part of a team that's created some groundbreaking research that will reduce the incidence of what is the third most devastating tropical disease. This is 2MCFM, and you're on Community Drive.